Bill Clinton is one of the premier politicians of our time. And so he is also our choice as the most fascinating person of 1996. Not since FDR has a Democrat been elected to a second term in office. There was much talk this year about who would build a better bridge to the 21st century. In the end, Americans decided that a savvy and sentimental politician from Hope, Arkansas, had the better plan. What are you going to do the first 100 days? What are the priorities?
I'm going to put before the American people and the Congress the balanced budget, my educational program, which is a tax deduction for the cost of college tuition, a tax credit for the first 2 years of community college so we can make 2 years of education after high school as universal as high school is now, a program to hook up every classroom in the country to computers, a program to make sure that every third grader in this country can read at grade level. Those are the priorities of the first 100 days, and I'm going to push them hard.
You know, there is a book written about you with a title that's something like Dreaming of Bill, because more people have said that they have dreamt about you than almost any other person. It's funny, but for whatever reason.
It is funny. I can't imagine why.
Well, it exists. Anyway, what do you dream about most?
First of all, most nights when I go to bed, I'm sufficiently tired that when I wake up, I don't remember what I dream about. But I do have recurring dreams during the year of being with Hillary in strange places, places I've never been before. And I don't know why that is, but I think it's because when we were younger, right after we got married, we used to, we worked very hard, especially before Chelsea was born. But we'd take a couple of trips a year and you know, totally unhurried, totally private ways. And it's, I've often said to her that I miss that as much as any part of our life back when we had a real private life.
It will be at least four more years until those dreams can come true. What would you like the mark you leave to be?
I would like to be the second president in the history of the country. The first was Theodore Roosevelt, with some help from Woodrow Wilson at the end, to lead this country through a period of dramatic change within America and in the world without a major war. It's only happened once before in our country's history, and I'd like that to be my legacy.